The following program is sponsored by Kit Fox Communications. From the entertainment capital of the world, this is Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight.
Hi, this is Carolyn Fox, the velvet-voiced vixen, welcoming you to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight Blues Special. A little later on, funny man Phil Proctor of the Firesign Theater will offer a lesson on how to sing the blues. But first, here's some brand new music from Paul Mark and the Van Dorens, Smartest Man in the Room.
When I was young, my mama made me vow to hitch a ride with the fast-talking crowd. So I scratched a few backs and I licked a few boots. Now they're calling me the smartest man in the room. The traffic stopped when I walked down the street. I'm in the headlines whenever I sneeze. I got more opinions than a clown's got balloons. The world stops to hear the smartest man in the room. I got cufflinks, I got ties, monogram shirts. Dealing in fear. I got ears at every table in town. I'm riding high while the world's sinking down. The men step back, but the women all swoon. When in walks the smartest man in the room. Smartest man in the room. And when I die, the masses will mourn. Another like him will never be born. They'll lay me to rest in a deluxe mausoleum tomb inscribed here like the smartest man in the world.
Tonight on Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, singer, songwriter, blues guitarist extraordinaire Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens is my special guest in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, Carolyn.
We are delighted to have you here. Your brand new CD, The Smartest Man in the Room, it's not merely a good time, although your music is always a good time, but it has something to say. It's a very meaty album.
Yeah, I'm glad you had a good time with it. Some people have been telling me, some of that stuff's dark, Paul.
It is dark. Take us to the dark side, please.
Well, I don't know if it is.
there's definitely the attitude of the musicians and everybody in the studio that you hear, and it's a very live-sounding record. So immediately, bang, when you hear it, you go, oh, this isn't one of those overproduced things that everybody, it's not a Steely Dan record, put it that way. we're musicians in a studio doing things.
So you worked with Jeff Powell.
Yeah, Jeff Powell is an old buddy of mine who I've worked with. He actually worked on my second record, and this is our ninth. Smartest Man in the Room is our ninth. So we go back at least 15 years. He's a fantastic guy to work with and enormously talented and a good partner. I'm out there putting songs together and coming up with strange sounds and ideas and saying, we're going to do this and this is what the concept. And Jeff is a born and bred sound engineer. He worked with Tom Dowd. He was Tom Dowd's assistant from Atlantic Records, the famous, he did everything you've ever heard, Aretha, everything that was great, Otis Redding, everything that was great on Atlantic Records, Tom Dowd did, Ray Charles. Jeff was his assistant for about 10 years. Anyway, Jeff is an engineer. So when I come in with all these crazy, highfalutin, creative ideas, Jeff's got, well, I don't know, we might blow up that old preamp. I don't know. So between the two of us, we work out how we're going to do what I figured out we're going to do, and he figures out how we do it without blowing up the gear. And he's very creative, too. I mean, there's no way he's not a creative force on what's going on. And it works out great. You know, we have a good team of people, and everybody gets along. Probably have too much fun when we're in the studio.
Oh, that's not possible.
People in Memphis always want to come and hang out in our studio when we're playing, just because it's fun.
That sounds like the perfect thing.
And there's always a bottle of bourbon on the table. I think they like that, too.
That helps, too.
You can tell what our fans are all about.
One of the things you do on the album, and I don't know if this was you or Jeff or what it is, but so many found sounds. So many of the sirens.
Right.
I don't know if I've ever heard so many sirens in my life.
Yeah. I think when we were doing the record, part of it was creating the right ambience and getting not only a great band sound, but also creating a kind of collective ambience for every song so that it all goes through it. So there's a common theme to it all. I hate to use a bad term, but it's kind of like a concept record. Nobody says that anymore, but it is kind of that way. Everything flows. There's no spaces between songs. The noises go right. And there's all this ambient cling and clang and rub and scratch going on in the background, that it's all there because we like it. Yeah, it's
fair
good.
Enough.
Sounds good. You know, we like that. Yeah, that sounds good. And if you do it right, first time you hear it, you go, did they just do what they did? They just played the vocals backwards or something. Or they just, you know, that's a siren in the background. You know, you go, where did they get that? Funny thing is, a lot of that ambient noise, I just recorded out my window in New York City. Because I live in on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and it's a pretty busy street, and it's near Mount Sinai Hospital, at least the crossover to get over to on the other side of the park. So I just hang a microphone out the window for about 10 minutes, turn it on, come back, take the track back, and then I got 5 minutes of good sound effects, you know, all kinds of things. People screaming, cars screeching to a halt, sirens, police whistles, you know, all kinds of things. And so that's a lot of that. There's also a lot of crazy things going on digitally with the computer. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff I did with the guitars, it sounds weird, but if you push the guitar through an old amp and then you run it backwards and then you change the phase on it and then you chop it and do something to it and shake it up and then you throw it back on, you go, that sounds even better. It doesn't sound like a guitar, but it sounds really cool. So a lot of it's just diddling around, I think.
Yeah.
But it's always in the service of the spirit of the record. As long as it all comes together in a thematic way orally, it should be hitting your ear going, oh, I like that world. I'm into that world. That's something that I wish I heard more of. I wish I could go into that world a little more.
At the end of the last two songs, before the bonus, they seem to be linked in a really thematic way.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one which is 40 Feet of Rope.
Right.
And once again, these are really dark tunes. Mm-hmm. And the other one is The Creature Walks Among Us.
The people in Hollywood will get that reference. Everyone will get that one. I grew up in a family, as probably most people do, that were just completely locked in on 50s and 60s trash culture, B-movies and stuff. And there's just so much stuff. But I just always loved that title. It was like the third in the series of the creature movies from the 50s. I think that was the third one, but it was the best title. It's almost unwatchable. It's really a terrible movie. But, you know, the idea of it is really great. And so I kind of flipped that into a song. Yeah, there is a creature among us, you know, and it's all of us, you know.
Yeah.
There's something wrong. Something's not quite right. And then you build that in sonically with what's the sound that comes out with that? Well, it's swampy, and it does almost sound like a horror movie. But then you got the rhythm section behind it. You know, the rhythm section is saying, you know, if you're on a highway at 3 a.m. and that record comes on, you go, this is what I want. We had fun doing it. It was fun recording. The guys in the band loved that song. They just thought it was great. I was like, guys, do you really want to do this? I go, yeah, we're doing this. All right. All right, let's do it.
And 40 Feet of Rope also has this line that comes back. It's, the world's been wrong before.
Yeah, the guys in the band like that one, too. I think that's the one why they kept saying, yeah, that's the one we got to do, because they love that refrain. It is a catchy refrain. Just, the world's been wrong before. I'm not sure where that came from. You know, it's one of those weird dream things. You wake up one morning, you go, yeah, the world's been wrong before. Yeah, all right. That's the hook. That's the lick. Okay. Yeah. Then we'll build around that, you know, see where it goes. But I don't know where these things come from, you know.
Your writing is terrific. I really like your songs.
Great. Great. Yeah, we have fun writing them. They're little jewels. Try to make them simple and straightforward. And, of course, it's always, you know, we're a pretty aggressive-sounding band.
You can't.
We don't,
yeah.
You know, the band is pretty, we really pride ourselves on, if it's not a good rhythm track, it's not a song. Yeah. And it has to sound like a rhythm section. You don't want it to sound like Rhythm Master 9000. You want it a rhythm section. So you're always building on top of that. But when you talk about, you know, the songwriting, it usually starts with, where's the groove? What is the sequence? Then you build on top of that. It's actually, the song will start with lyrics, but it's almost always a groove to begin with. I mean, you really want to get the aggressive kind of sound of what our band's about, which is kind of tough. And with most bands who are like us, getting the groove on record as opposed to doing it live is a lot harder. There's this thing that happens when bands like ours go in the studio where you don't quite sound as good as you sound live when you're in the studio, even though you really are hitting it and you're hitting it as well. There's something about not catching the ambience of the live thing, which is a lot of reasons why people do live records. You know, oh, we're going to get it this time. So we're always conscious of that.
Stick around. A little later in the show, we're going to have more with Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens. Here's another track from Smartest Man in the Room, Can't Remember Nothing.
Your knowing eyes say we loved long ago. We must have been an item, but I really don't know. See, I can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser every day. I'd love to reminisce, but I can't recall your name. See, I can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser every day. The streets we walked, the tales you tell, it sounds so lovely, but it just don't ring a bell. Through the years, my heart was always true. I just can't recall to what or who. Memories are funny. Blame the years, blame the wine. Tell me, whose heart got broken? Was it yours or was it mine? I just can't remember nothing, but I'm getting wiser.
This is Carolyn Fox, and you can follow me on Twitter at Carolyn Fox. After the break, new music from Maria Muldaur. The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 AM Saturday night at 1 AM, in rotation on our affiliate stations, and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
When I first heard this track, I had to pull the car over. So as a safety announcement, I'm going to tell you we're going to play one heavy blues tune next. Here's Maria Muldaur with Please Send Me Someone to Love.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Someone to love. Show this tired, funky old world, oh Lord, please show us how to get along. 'Cause peace on earth can't happen till everybody's hate and greed are gone. But if it's not asking too much, each and every night, wondering how this world got in so much trouble. And the answer, you know the answer is always the same. That unless man puts an end to all his greed, hostility, and sin, all his hate and all his violence is gonna put this world in a flame. What a shame. Just because, oh Lord, just because I'm in so much misery. Oh Lord, you know I don't want nobody's sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please, please send me someone to love.
Thank you.
tossing and turning and worrying about how this old world got in such a great big old ugly, funky, stinking, rotten, disgusting, revolting old mess of trouble. But unless man learns how to put an end to all his greed, hostility, and sin, all his hate and violence is gonna put this world in a flame. What a shame. Just because, oh Lord, just because I'm in so much misery, you know I don't want nobody. Oh Lord, you know I don't want nobody's sympathy. But if it ain't asking too much, someone to love.
The blues can make you cry, but they can also make you laugh. Here's Phil Proctor of the Firesign Theater with a lesson on how to sing the blues.
Hey man, if you're listening to this show, like, you're into the blues. And so here's a little piece from Christine Beatty, Northwestern University School of Music. She studied the blues. She knows what it's all about. She knows where it's really at. How to sing the blues. Most blues begin, woke up this morning. I got a good woman is a bad way to begin the blues unless you stick something nasty in the next line, like, I got a good woman with the meanest dog in town. Blues is simple. After you have the first line right, repeat it. Then find something that rhymes, well, sort of. Like, got a good woman with the meanest dog in town. He got teeth like Margaret Thatcher, and he weighs about 500 pounds. The blues are not about limitless choice. Blue cars are Chevys and Cadillacs. Other acceptable blues transportation is Greyhound bus or a southbound train. Walking plays a major part in the blues. So does fixin' to die. Teenagers can't sing the blues. Adults sing the blues. Blues adulthood means old enough to get the electric chair if you shoot a man in Memphis. You can have the blues in New York City, but not in Brooklyn or Queens. Hard times in Vermont or North Dakota are just a depression. Chicago, St. Louis, and Kansas City are still the best places to have the blues. The following colors do not belong in the blues: violet, beige, and mauve. You can't have the blues in an office or a shopping mall. The lighting is wrong. Good places for the blues are the highway, the jailhouse, or an empty bed. Bad places are ashrams, gallery openings, or a weekend in the Hamptons. No one will believe it's the blues if you wear a suit, unless you happen to be an old black man. Do you have the right to sing the blues? Yes, if your first name is a southern state like Georgia, or you're blind, or you shot a man in Memphis, or, like me, you can't be satisfied. No, you do not have a right to sing the blues if you were once blind but now can see, you're deaf, or you have a trust fund. Neither Julio Iglesias nor Barbara Streisand can sing the blues. You dig? If you ask for water, and your baby gives you gasoline, man, that's the blues. Other blues beverages are wine, Irish whiskey, and muddy water. Blues beverages are not any mixed drink, any wine, kosher for Passover, or Yoo-hoo, all flavors. If it occurs in a cheap motel or a shotgun shack, it's blues death. Stabbed in the back by a jealous lover is a blues way to die. So is the electric chair. Substance abuse or being denied treatment in an emergency room, that is not a blues death. It is also not a blues death if you die during a liposuction treatment. That sucks. Some blues names for women: Sadie, Big Mama, Bessie. Some blues names for men: Joe, Willie, Little Willie, Lightning. Persons with names like Sierra or Sequoia will not be permitted to sing the blues, no matter how many men they shoot in Memphis, okay? Other blues names, you could mix and match these if you'd like. Well, let's start with the name of a physical infirmity: blind, cripple, or asthmatic. First name, well, remember those names I gave you? Or you could use the name of a fruit: lemon, lime, kiwi. Blind kiwi, melon, Jackson. That's good. Oh, yeah. Use the last name of a president: Jefferson, Johnson, Fillmore. You know, fill out the blanks. That's all you need to know. So, sing the blues.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight, and you can like us on Facebook, Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. It wouldn't be a blues special without little B.B. King. This one goes out to Tyler. The thrill is gone. This is Carolyn Fox bringing you what's hot in Hollywood. After the break, more with Paul Mark. Since 1989, Advanced Electric has provided superior service, accurate estimates, reasonable prices, and a personal guarantee of your full satisfaction. Advanced Electric has received a Super Service Award on Angie's List every year for the past 5 years, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau, and is fully licensed, bonded, and insured. No job is too small or too large for Advanced Electric, your first choice for all electrical needs for your home and business. For a free estimate, call 818-999-3109. That number is 818-999-3109 or visit www.advancedelectric.info.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the After Hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood, on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
There's a killer video of this next tune. Covering a track from the Dylan Basement tapes, this is Paul Mark and the Van Dorens with Don't You Tell Henry.
Well, I went down to the river on a Saturday morning. I was looking around just to see who was born. I spied a little chicken down on his knees. I went up and yelled at him, plead, plead, plead. He said, now don't you tell Henry. Don't you tell Henry. Don't you tell Henry. Apple's got your fly. To the beanery at 12:30. I was looking around just to see myself. I looked high and low, I looked up above. When who did I see but the one that I love? She said, now don't you tell Henry. Hey. Don't you tell Henry. Don't you tell Henry. Apple's got your fly.
More of my in-studio interview with Paul Mark.
You're talking R&B, you're talking kicking it old school. You must come too. I hear James Brown.
You really?
Yeah.
Really? That's a funny thing.
I think he would do that song.
Really?
Yeah.
You must come. Yeah, it would be sort of like one of his slow ballads that he used to do, like oh. It's a man's world kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I could hear that. That's yeah. Right. I think when I was doing that, I was listening to a lot of Doug Somm, the late, great Doug Somm from Texas, who did so many great records. But there was a period where he did a lot of barroom-type music, and he pulled out old chestnuts and played them, and he had the greatest band. I think he did a record called The Greatest Blues Man in Texas like about 20 years ago, and I'm telling you, it is roadkill dead, man. It is good. And there's a bunch of stuff on there that's sort of like that. It's really hardcore. For the musicians in the house, there are some really unusual chord changes that are going on. It's a standard 16-bar blues, but the chord changes are quite odd. And we use a lot of ninth chords and things, and it's pretty strange. And a lot of big, big stops and goes. Very dramatic, with a really growly vocal over the top of it. It sounded like it was recorded in a sanitation plant or something. It's really noisy and stuff. But, yeah, I think the James Brown thing is kind of funny. I think it's those hits you like. Dun, 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 dun. Right. It's a man's world.
Exactly. Well, and everything halted for the line, you know, and then you have to call it out, you know.
Yeah, it's a real showstopper when we do it live. You can imagine when you hit those stops and you hit them live and the whole club is like, they're coming in now and they're going, no, we're going to hold for two beats. Sold off my possessions. And you come in and the whole, oh my God, we're going to miss the beat, but they got it.
You keep us waiting.
Yeah.
But it's
fabulous. We had fun doing that. Oh. We actually recorded that background stuff. I don't know if you want this kind of stuff, but we had never really performed that song, and I wrote it 2 days before we went to New Orleans. I wrote the whole song in one day and just said, we need one more song of that sort for the collection. And so the guys hadn't even heard it. So I sent it to them the day before we flew to New Orleans, and I said, guys, just take a listen. And, you know, you get down there, musicians are always, yeah, let's do it. You know, it's never, no, that stinks. It's never, no. Yeah, let's do that song. So we sit down. That one took us about 10 or 15 takes. It took us like 10 takes for everybody to, oh, that's the beat. Oh, that's how you do that. Oh, that's how you make that turn. So finally, when we finally got it, it was so pounded into our skulls that we just rammed through it. And everybody's like, that's the one. That's the one. It's done.
Tremendous song. Yeah, I could listen to it. For me, that's a great road song.
Thanks. Yeah, it was a rough road there. We're not big on doing 20 takes in the studio, you know.
No.
You know, we're not big on that. So when you show up to the studio with a song that we've never played before, that's usually not what we do. We usually try to get things going on the road. So, you know, when you play things that are stage ready in the studio, you're usually much better. If you've been playing it, you know how to kill it.
Yeah.
And you know why it works. Because you played it on the road and you watch the audiences react to it. So you go, oh, yeah, that's how you do that song. We thought it was this way, but actually it's this way because we saw how the audience reacted. But for that kind of song, we had never actually played it before.
Yeah.
So it was, well, let's find it in the studio. Very Aerosmithy, you know? Let's take 3 weeks to figure out what the intro sounds like, you know? We don't make records that way. Yeah, it's a showstopper. When people hear it, they're just, because it's so dramatic. It's so very dramatic. It goes way up and then it stops and you hold your breath for a minute and that is a live song. That is one when you're building a set, you say, this is the crescendo because everything else has got to be a fast song and dance out and vamp and then, oh, we'll be right back taking a break. That's where it's got to end.
Yeah.
But we have and it gets a real good reaction.
Yeah.
Something about stopping a song and holding it.
Yeah.
And there's something about that that's very... Yeah. Tantalizing. It's not easy to do it, not pat our own back, but you don't just tell a bunch of high school kids, we're going to hold on the stop, okay, and then follow me as we come in. Everybody comes in at the wrong time. You got people who know how to drive to do that kind of thing.
Not children, do not try this at home.
Yeah, not that straightforward.
So what's next?
Well, we're doing the release of the record, and so there's a lot of publicity type things with me doing radio interviews and getting the record out there, a lot of sort of electronic promo as well, as you can imagine, and we've got a good team of people who are doing that. The response has been great with the radio stations. Hopefully something's going to happen with that. And we are talking about touring probably not in the summer, probably in the fall.
Hmm.
We're going to take the whole band out on the road. So, you know, that should be fun, you know?
Let us know when that happens.
Oh, well, you guys will be the first to know. We'll let you know how that's working.
Are you coming to L.A.?
It's certainly a possibility, especially with people like you, you know, helping us out a little bit, you know?
This is our blues special. Do you have any words of wisdom for an aspiring blues musician?
Study accounting.
There you have it from Paul Mark of Paul Mark and the Van Dorens.
Because the numbers never add up. But, you know, people who get into this sort of music, this sort of spiritual, soul-based kind of Southern music, are usually not doing it for saying, I'm going to get ahead and I'm going to score big on American Idol or something. They're doing it because they heard it when they were probably in their teens and it knocked them over. And they said, you know what? All said and done, it really doesn't matter what other people think, and it doesn't matter how much money you make, and it doesn't matter about whether or not people think you're famous. What matters is, was that song hitting it or was it not? And the people who are usually into this music are the ones who are saying, it's about the song.
Yeah.
Is it a good written song? Is it really well crafted? Is the guy hitting it on the vocals? Is the band, the rhythm section is the most important thing. I don't care what anybody says, but if your rhythm section is not there, it just doesn't work. But people get into it for that reason. And so you don't really have to give people encouragement for this kind of stuff. It's usually about either you get it or you don't. And when you get it, it's just the greatest thing. And then if you have a little story to tell over the top of it, it usually helps a little bit too, you know.
Well, Paul, I want to thank you so much for coming down to the studio.
I'm so glad you had me.
Being my guest. Fantastic.
I'm very happy to be here. You're a very charming lady. I'm just I'm a little scared of how much you know about our music because I'm not sure I know that much about it. Which might be that memory thing coming back, too. Can't remember nothing.
It's rough.
I wrote about what? What was that song about? She seems to know about it.
Let's hear that track that we are talking so much about. This is You Must Come Too.
Sold off my possessions, sold off everything I own. I got a one-way ticket to a place nobody knows, and there's just one thing you must do, yeah, you must come to. Oh, come on with me. Broke off all connections, broke off all the bands of tie. Oh, it's just too much deception, gonna leave it all behind. But there's just one thing you must do, yeah, you must come. Talk and not enough breathing. Or down a highway somewhere. Or that's a place only two could share. And no one, no one, no one left the keys on the table. Where I'm headed, those fools will never find. But there's just one thing, oh, you must do, yeah. You must come to, yeah. Oh, get in the car. And no one, no one, no one
just one thing you must do, yeah. You must come to. Oh, don't look at me like that now. Well, that's just one thing you must do. Oh, honey, you must come.
You can hear Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight every week at this time. After the break, the Rolling Stones.
The Quarter Valley Group's 40-acre equestrian facility is nestled in the hills of the Temecula wine country. We offer a facility that both you and your horse will enjoy. With complete horse care and boarding, miles of adjacent trails, two full-size arenas for training and warm-up, and a caring and knowledgeable staff. Barn and exterior stalls are available, and we offer multi-horse discounts. Horse owners with busy schedules can rest assured that their riding companions are receiving the best in equine care. The ranch is also available as a film location and for special events. For more information, call Dan Parks at 951-265-9674.
You're listening to Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight. Play tomorrow's hits today. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight shines in L.A. on 1580 a.m. Saturday night at 1 a.m. in rotation on our affiliate stations and is always playing at cfoxrocks.com. For after-hours interviews, music, and features we can't play on the air, hit the after-hours page at cfoxrocks.com. Carolyn Fox's Hollywood Spotlight brings you what's hot in Hollywood on the air and at cfoxrocks.com.
This is a special request from Dan. Here's the Rolling Stones with Beast of Burden.
Thank you.
If you have a special request or questions or comments, we'd like to hear from you. Just go to my blog at carolynfoxrocks.com and send me a comment. Here's a classic blues tune from Eric Clapton's Unplugged CD. Nobody loves you when you're down and out. This is Carolyn Fox, the Velvet-Voiced Vixen, hoping that you've enjoyed our blues special tonight. This last track is a special request from Ray. This is a 1928 recording of Bulldoze Blues. And if you know Canned Heat's Going Up to the Country track, you might recognize what Henry Thomas is doing with a little Pipes of Pan.
Baby, and it won't be long. I'm going away, and it won't be long.